Mixed up? It's not mitzarf. So how do you have mixed up water? So Rashbam, mikrir bechamimi. You put cold water into hot water, or else hot water into cold water. Otherwise, it's not called mazik. But even though you're mixing up cold and water, that's not called diluted. The min beminino, you know, it's like one min. Like mildly cold, mildly hot, it's still called one water. So yes, if you drank two cups of something diluted, you have to drink a third cup of something diluted also. Or if the water is just mixed, hot and cold, that's not called a diluted drink, and therefore it doesn't help you to take away zugas. Even water could also take away zugas. If you have two cups of diluted wine, and now one cup of water, that helps. And Amar HaPapa, Loya Marin, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, water also helps. It means the water was also a little bit diluted. It means you have hot water into cold water, so that also helps to take away if you drank already two cups of diluted wine. And now one cup of diluted water, that's also, it helps you. That makes it an odd number. Who are then if you have cold water mixed into hot water? Sign you took a cup of hot water and mixed it into another cup of hot water, that's not called diluted at all. That even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that cannot help you. If you drank before two cups of diluted beer or diluted wine, anything diluted, and now you drink this cup of water, of hot water, it doesn't help you. That's not called an odd number. If you have cold water mixed into cold water, that's not called diluted. That's called pure water, and that cannot help you. Hezugas means you shouldn't drink two cups of diluted, and that's what you drank here. You drank a third cup. That's of something else that doesn't take away, make it into an odd number. Omer HaShlokish, Abba Devorim, Ha'isa Oison, four things that people do it, Domei V'roshay, you're like putting your head into danger, like you're putting yourself into Skonis Tafoshis, or Mitzchayim V'nashay, and really you deserve to be killed for this. Now these are things of Mazikim, they can harm you, so you're supposed to be careful, don't do these things, don't put yourself in a matziv that the Mazikim could harm you. So Rashbam and Rashi both say here that Abor Devorim Mishamruach Ru. It's like a new thing. So far we had Mazikim, demons, then we had witchcraft, and now we had an Indian of Ruach Ra, a new thing. Ruach Ra, some bad spirit that goes upon you. Makama Forest Lo Chode Chode. Could be also a different type of Mazikim. They're bad Ruach, bad spirits. You do these four things, the bad spirits come upon you, and they could be Mazah, they could kill you. So you should know, if it happens, like you cause it upon yourself. Eluhain, these are the four things. Ha nifne ben dek lo kaisel. If somebody has to make, and he goes, and he opens the gate, between a palm tree and the wall. If he goes and makes in between a palm tree and the wall, right, the boiver ben shnei de kolom. Somebody walks in between two palm trees, also it's no good. It's bad for the mazikim. We'll soon see the tenoyim. If somebody drinks borrowed water, you borrowed water from somebody else and then you drank it, it's also not so good. We'll soon see why. And if somebody spilled water on the ground, and now somebody walks over that water, that's also bad. There's ruach ra there, and it'll be harmful to you. Even if your wife spilled out the water in front of you, you saw her spill out the water, still, you should not walk over that water. There's a question of ruach ra there. Maybe you'll be lazy. I'll harm you. Now the Gemara explains each one. Hanifna ben dek lekaisel. If you have to go between the palm tree and the wall, loyamorin. It's only said that it's bad for you. El delestle arbamis. There's no space of daladamis between the dekel and the kaisel and the wall. Avolis pe arbamis. If there's a space of four amis between the palm tree and the wall, left on board. Then you don't have to be afraid of these mazikim. So to Rashbam, why? Elod lehevi abamis, the first one of the big lines. The loy shavak rav chalashedah. The pshat is, the shedim walk there. That's the path of the shedim. They like to walk near the wall, and between the palm tree and the wall, they need like a good daladamis to walk. So if there's no daladamis there, so you're in their way. So if you're going to be nifna there, while you're doing it, they're going to come and be mazik you. So Rashbam, the loy shavak rav chalashed the laver ben dek lekaisel, mishumachi mazik le, like you're starting up with them. Therefore, they'll be mazik you. But if there's four amas there, so they have enough space to walk through, they won't bother you. V'chiles le arbamis, when there's no arbamis, lo ermo neo deleka dir chachrina. when there's no other road. Now this is the only road the demons, the shaitan, have to walk. So if you're there in their way, they'll bop you off. Avalika, derech achrin, if there's another way for them to go, leflan bo, by sedem de mazikim, are nice people. They won't bother you, they'll see this road is stuck, they'll go someplace else. Trash v'shvam el dlek derech achrin, shete yechoy l'sheid al alech boi, the ach shev bo zevik bulay. Since there's no other road to go, and the shaitan has to go, whatever that means, he has to go, he has to pass by, so he'll bop you, he'll knock you off. You're in his way. There's seed as dark, you're taking away his road. For Yahochi Maskli, therefore he'll hurt you. But if there's another road, he's a nice guy, the shaitan, he won't bother you, he'll go the other road. Right, so that's what's bad if you be nifner, bang between the Dekel and the Kaisel, if there's no Daldamis and there's no other road. Right, the Oiv eventually the column. Somebody walks through two palm trees. Loyamor Nasoni said, oh, the life has, you know, Rishus Rabin. There's no Rishus, there's no path to walk through those palm trees. Abu Paskino Rishus Rabin. But if there's a street going through these two palm trees, Leslan Bo, then there's nothing wrong with it. Rashbam, Abu Paskino, the Shechichi Rabin, since the Rabin walks through these two palm trees, Lesla Rishus Lihazik. The Mazikin have no right to bother you. Shein La Liglos Rabin. They have no right to steal from the Rabin. So once the rabbin walks through there, it's like their property, the mazikim can't go there. But if there's no rabbin walking through, so then his inyan says not to walk through two palm trees. Right. I don't know if people are masked to not, this could be a magaya here. It's on the sides of the streets, you have a lot of times palm trees. So walk in between the palm trees, because this gemara is something you have to watch out for the mazikim. But again, I don't know, what? Yeah, if you have a sound all on the streets itself, on the sides of the streets, you have a row of palm trees. There's no just rabbin walking in between there. No, Rishrab means like there's a palm tree and a palm tree and the Rishrab walks in between it. So then you're allowed to walk in between because that's your right to walk there. Let's say on the side of the street you have palm trees here, the Rabin don't, but I could walk through here. So then the Shade has the right to say, this is my property, private property, don't come here. I've already said, I don't think, as long as there, we're choshi too much for the Mazikim. Right? Hashay Semayim Shulma, somebody drinks borrowed water. Loya Marin is only said El de Shalimu Cotton. If a cotton, a small person, a cotton, a kid, borrow the water. Avogadol left lambo. But if a godol borrow the water, an adult, then the mazikim don't bother you. The Afilu Shalimu Cotton, even if a cotton, a kid, borrow the water, Namino Marin El Besod, it's only said in the fields. The Leshchichi, there's not so much water on the fields. And if I says then the mazik gets thirsty, he wants to take the water, so he'll harm you. He wants to get the water. Avobir de Shchicha, but in the city that there's a lot of water, Leslan Bo, then the Mazik won't bother you. Like he'll take other water. It does not take away your water. Rashbam. Lo yamaran deshura deshura lamayim, that the Mazik will come on the Mayim, ele besodim. In the fields, leshricha mayim. Omos v'nasha lishtais. And the shade wants to drink water, whatever that means, so he'll take away your water. Mashenkin, in their city that there's a lot of other water, he won't start up with you. Only on water. But if you drink beer or wine in the fields, then the mazikim, the ruach ra, won't come on you. But he doesn't like beer and wine. He only likes water. If somebody walks over spilled water, it's also bad. The Gemara says, we do not sprinkle any dirt on top of the water. You do not spit inside it. But if you poured some sand or dust into this water, or else you spit your saliva in there, then the mazikim go away from it. You do not spread any dirt over this water. But if you did, then the mazikim goes away. If the sun did not go over it. And 60 steps, like 60 people, didn't go over it yet. But if the sun went past this, over this water, the over alayo shisha nigri, 60 steps, went over it, then you don't have to be afraid of this water. You could take it, you could drink it, you don't have to be afraid of this water. If you're not riding a chamor donkey, you're not wearing shoes. Av roch of chamra, if you're riding a donkey, the sayim sun, you're wearing shoes, leslan bo. Then you don't have to be afraid of this, of the mazikim. Tahani mili hecha, the lekel mechaz shofin. This is only when we're only afraid of this mazikim. We're only afraid of the ruach ra. But in the case we have to be afraid of witchcraft, then afilu echa dikel mechaz shofin. We don't have to be afraid of witchcraft. In the case where you know there are ladies there that do witchcraft, whenever you see spilled water on the ground, you have to be afraid that those witches put it there, and they put their witchcraft into it, and if you go near that water, it could harm you. Even though you did all these things, the sun went over it, and you're wearing shoes, still you have to be afraid of it. Because it was a Maisak Yehu Gavriel. The Roch of Chamri was riding a donkey. And he was wearing shoes. And he walked over, he was riding over this water. The gomad misani, and his shoes like shrunk. The tzavakari, and his feet also shrunk. As machmas, the witchcraft, it happened to him. So you have to be careful. Rishbam says, gomad means misani, niskatsu manolim, his shoes shrunk, and the tzavakari, yov shiraglov, his feet also are dried up. Baisas, because the witchcraft was working on it. So if you see spilled water on the floor, stay away from it. Tana rabbonin. Shloisha, three things, ein mamatziyin. They should not go in between two of us. Ein mamatziyin, the Rashi, Rashbam. Ein mamatziyin, that we should not go between them. For Loin mamatziyin, Rashbam says, means lo yavru bein anoshim. These things, three things, should not go in between two men. For loin mismatzoyin means we should not go in between them. The Elohein, these are them. Hakelov, a dog. Hey, you should not let a dog walk in between two men. And a man should not walk in between two dogs. Vihadekel, you should not walk in between two palm trees. And two men should not walk on two sides of a palm tree. Vihisha, and a lady. A lady should not walk in between two men. And two men, and a man should not walk in between two ladies. Vihishemrim, some say afachazer, even a pig, also the same thing. Don't walk in between two of them. And don't let a pig walk in between two men. Vihishemrim afanochish, even a snake also. Yeah. Let's say you did walk, let's say a dog walked in between two men, or two men walked in between a dog, what should you do? Maitakante is Omara Papa. Niftach Pekel. Say a posik that starts with the word kale, the niftach Pekel. Let the posik end with the word kale. Inami, niftach Peloy, a posik starts with the word loy, the nasik Peloy, and ends off with the word loy. So Rishbam says, niftach Pekel, with the sign Pekel. So it starts with a kale and ends off with kale. Starts off with a loy and ends off with a loy kamenu. These are the psukim you should say. Marahani Beitrei. There were two people. The matzoyelu isha nida. There were two men walking, and an isha nida, an isha that had the dam was running, was walked in between them. So Gemara says. In Tchilas Nidosi, if she's at the beginning of a Nidus, is her Regesech Mehem. Something's happened that this Isha is going to kill one of the two men. In Saif Nidosi, if she's at the end of a Nidus, Marie Voisibanaim, she's going to cause a fight between one of these two men. So Drashi, your Regesech Mehem means Shamazikosoin, for Mashrover Benaim. Doesn't mean she literally will kill them. It means this is also bad for the Mazikim. So if an Isha Nida walks in between two men, she'll cause that the Mazikim will come and kill one of the two. For the Mora Maitakante, what should you do to save yourself? Niftach Pekel, again, say this posik that starts with kale, Vinasa Pekel, and ends off with the word kale. Yeah. Mora Hani Trey Nashi. Yeah, if you see two ladies, the Yaspin Bapashas Drochim, they're sitting on the highway, they're sitting at the end of the road. Choda by Gisa, one on this side of the road, the Shvil, Vichoda Beida Gisa, and one is sitting on the other side of the road. Omeschavnen Apayel Adodi. And they're looking at one and the other, you should know, Vade Bikshofim Askinim. These are two witches here, and they're doing things with witchcraft, and you have to be careful, don't go near them. Maitakante, what should you do if you see them? Iko Dirchachrino Lazelbo. If you see another road, fast chained routes, and go over the other road, don't go near the witches. The Leka Dirchachrino, there's no other road, and you have to go here. Is Iki Nishachrino Bade, if you have another man you'll meet on the road, is Ninka Balat Liyode. Grab hold of his hand, Vadi Adodi, Vinachalfin, walk together. Hey, hold hands and walk together, they'll be alright, they won't be able to harm you. Vilekin Shachrin, if there's no other man next to you, Neimahochi, this is what you should say when you're afraid you're going to walk now in between two witches. Is say these words, Agris, Adlis, Asya, Velusia, Miskatla, Vichay Kibble, that they should be killed with arrows. So Rashbam says, Agro, Asla, Usya, Velusa. Oysan Shadim, Sha'atem oiskes dem b'kshofim, these are names of the demons that you work with your witchcraft, is miskatelas b'chei kibu, means kvar harug yamein b'chitzin. They were already killed with arrows. Kemo yamoche kiblu. Kach sham rabbeinu rabbi. This is what you should tell like this. You should say all these things. That these demons were already killed with arrows. Fight them. Hai man de pogib yisusa. If somebody meets a lady, be ignor de salka mitfilas mitzvah. At the time she's coming back from the mikvah. Mitfilas mitzvah. She went to the mikvah, mitzvah. She's coming back from the mikvah. So if a man meets her, so posh, I don't think it means the husband. It means of another man. If another man meets the lady that's coming up from the mikvah, is ihu kodimu mishamish. If the man is going to have tashmish, I don't think it means with his lady. I think it means if he'll go home at night and have tashmish with his own wife. But if he's going to have it first, achdalei l'didei, ruach zanunim. A ruach zanunim, like type of a shade, zanunim, will give him bad thoughts, will grab a hold of him. Ihi kodma. Let's say she does it first. Let's say she has tashmish first. Il meshamsha is achdalei l'didei, ruach zanunim. Then this ruach, this bad ruach, the bad spirits of bad thoughts will enter her. Maitakante, what should you do to get rid of these bad thoughts, these bad ruach znunim? Is leimoch, he said this postik of Tillim, that shoifech buz al nedivim vayasein besoil adorach. Like, throw away these bad things, don't let them bother me. That's the postik you should say to take away these bad thoughts. Yeah. Omer Rav Yitzchak, what does the pasuk say? Gam ki elech begeit samovus, and I go through the shades of death. La'ira ruah, I won't be afraid. Kiati modi, because you're with me. So what does it mean? You go begeit samovus, you go through the valley of death. What does that mean? Sehayoshon v'til deku yichidi. Somebody goes to sleep at night in the shade of a single palm tree. Uvetzel levon, or else he goes to sleep at night in the shade from the moon. He goes in an open field, but only the moon is there. He goes to sleep. That's called the gate some of us. Over tzel deka yechidi, after you go to sleep at night by the shade of a single palm tree, le'amorin was only settled in le'nofel tula t'chavri alayu, that the shade from one palm tree does not reach the next palm tree. Avonofel tula t'chavri alayu, but if the shade from one palm tree reaches the next palm tree, less lanvo, then you don't have to be afraid. That's how we learned. Hayoshin v'tzel deku yechidi. If somebody sleeps a night by the shade of a single palm tree, v'chotzer in his own backyard, or else vayoshin v'tzel levoina, somebody sleeps in the shade of the moon, is dama b'roshay. It says what? He has to be afraid of the mazikim, and it's like putting his head into danger. He's like putting his blood in his head, like he's putting himself into danger to be killed. Hechidomi, how are we talking about? If we're talking about that one palm tree, its shade does not reach the next palm tree. Is that filo the sudden ami? Why does it say only in the chotzer? Then it's done of roishay. Even in the open fields also. That was the first brayson. Mashm, any time you sleep, there's only one palm under the shade in the palm tree. Backyard, even in the fields also, should be the same way. Elolav shemamina. What did we learn from this? About the chotzer in your own backyard. Afagav the nofel tula the chavri alayu is also a sakana. Shema mina, that it's a bad thing. So the difference, if you're sleeping in your own backyard, any time it's bad, even though one palm tree, the shade reaches the next palm tree, still it's harmful. But if you're sleeping in the open field, then it depends. If you have two palm trees, then one shade reaches the other shade, it's not so bad. But if there's only one palm tree, that's when you have to be afraid of the mazikin. The more of a tzela shalavona, and if you sleep in the tail, in the shadow of the moon, le'amor nesoni sed ela b'varovo. Only when the shadow is facing towards the west side. Avu b'medincha, less lanbo. But it's facing towards the east side, then it's not so bad, like the Rashbam says. Over tzela shalavona le'amor nela b'varovo. Hainu b'sleif ha'chodesh, at the end of the month, shalavona zarachas b'mizrach, that the moon shines on the east side. If you're sleeping near a wall, letzat hamarav, the wall is near the west side, have yatzel b'marav. Hey, since the lovon is on the east side, so the shadow goes the other way, goes towards the west side. That's when you have to be afraid of the mazikim. Abu v'nichosoy, haynu tchilas hachodesh. But at the beginning of the month, shelavon azarachas b'marav, that the sun is shining on the west side. The yoist that sail the mizrach, and then it shaved the shadow goes towards the east side. So going to shaykh of eisla kaisa b'tzad mizrachis, then there's nothing wrong with it. Let's learn bo. Marahayman, the matni agir.